The Hunger Games from Susan Collins is the final report I choose to talk about all three Hunger Games books. I decided so because they were one of the first books I really enjoyed, and after a longer time I still like them and they mean a lot to me. At the beginning, I would like to say something about the plot. The story is in the future world. The difference between that world and our world is only on the outside, but the idea is very similar. The future North America is called Panem, and has 12 districts, and the main center, the capital, where the President Snow lives. Every year is chosen one girl and one boy from every district to play in TV show called Hunger Games, where they are killing each other until one winner is left. These games were made after rebellion 74 years ago, when the 13th district was destroyed, or the world only thought so. The reality was that they were living underground waiting for the right opportunity. Main characters are from 12th district. Katniss Everdeen, 17 years old girl who is illegally hunting behind borders with her friend Gale, and they are trying to keep their families alive. Then there is Peeta Mellark, a baker's son, who once saved Katniss and her family from starving to death. Something changes in the moment when Katniss volunteers to games instead of her younger sister Prim. Her fighting partner becomes Peeta. From the beginning, Katniss will be impossible not to notice. And after her action, refusing to kill Peeta, deciding to kill both of them and take the winner from the capital, President Snow sees her as a threat that should be taken care of before a new rebellion begins. But it is too late for that. The girl on fire already made a spark which soon will be caught into a huge fire where the young girl becomes the face of it all, known as Mockingjay. But for now, it is only a spark. And in the second part, President tries to destroy her by sending them to the games again. Competitors who are involved in the rebellion will do everything in their power to save Katniss, even for as high cost as their own lives. They succeed. Girl on Fire will be physically saved, but Peeta and others will be taken. Also, her district with huge amount of her people will be killed and destroyed. The rest of her family and Gale will hide in the 13th district. In the third and last part, the little rebellion is starting to change into revolution, which is slowly starting to extend to whole Panem. The fight will be physically and psychologically hard, but at the end they will succeed. Katniss will get Peeta back, but she will lose her sister Prim, once close friend Gale, and many other people who were standing by her side. The revolution didn't stop. The changes will be huge and it will take a lot of work. But the new better world is more realistic than ever before. I don't know why I like this book so much. Maybe because it is called sci-fi, but it is so similar to our world and it ends with happy ending, what gives us a hope that no matter how bad and hard the world and life are, at the end of the tunnel is always light. Also, the characters were written as human beings who are going through hard time, who feel pain, they are sad. Most of the time it is dark, but even on such depressing place there is also a humor, or more like a sarcasm. I would like to mention that the books were also transformed into amazing movies, which I enjoyed as well. But what I really like about the books, what is almost impossible to put into movie, are the thoughts of the characters, everything they are thinking about, what they are going through in their minds, and what makes them do the actions they do. Thank you for your attention.